If you listened closely last night, you might have heard screams erupting from living rooms and dens all over America after Boise State's 43-42 overtime victory against Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl.
Boise State for the win. They hand it off to Johnson. Boise State has won the Fiesta Bowl.
Boise State won the game with the so-called Statue of Liberty play. Boise quarterback Jarrett Zebranski extended his arm as if to pass the ball, but it was a slick and well-executed fake-out. In his left hand, behind his back, Zebranski hid the ball, and at just the right moment when Oklahoma's defense moved in response to the phony screen pass, tailback Ian Johnson snatched the hidden ball and practically strolled into the end zone. It was just one of several trick plays in a game marked by high scoring and fireworks on and off the field. Chad Kripe was watching the action in Glendale, Arizona. He covers the Boise State football team for the Idaho Statesman, and he joins us now from Arizona. What a year Boise's had.
Yeah, we all thought that this was a year where they could do some big things, but I think this surpassed pretty much everybody's expectations.
Now, they went into last night's game as the underdog.
They did. Outside of Idaho, I don't know of anybody who really gave them any chance of winning the game.
Well, they won, as we just heard. Tell us about that final play.
It was just the perfect play for a situation, and it was a Statue of Liberty play, and just fooled everybody, and Ian took the ball, and there was nobody on that side of the field. And actually, it goes back even one play before that, was the play to tie the game was a 50-yard touchdown on a hook and ladder, which nobody can remember working in the last 25 years in a football game. You know, there was only about 25 seconds left. They were on the 50-yard line, or actually there's even less than that left. On the 50-yard line, there's 4th and 18, and they threw a 15-yard pass. And because of the situation, Oklahoma's guys crashed on the receiver thinking they needed to keep him from getting a first down. And they had another receiver, and that was Dryzen James. They had Gerard Rabb cutting underneath him, and James pitched it to Rabb. And because everybody crashed on James to keep him from getting a first down, Rabb turned the corner, and there was nobody there. And went down the sideline, dove in the end zone with 7 seconds left, and that tied it.
So they've got the Statue of Liberty play, the so-called hook and ladder pass. Who is writing their playbook?
They've always been big into the trick plays. They like them. They're all about having a lot of fun.
Now, we've been singing the praises of Boise State, but we need to give props to Oklahoma because they played wonderful football last night. They really looked great on the field. And at one point, we should point out, Boise blew a significant lead.
Yeah, they were up 28-10, and Oklahoma did a great job fighting back to take the lead. I mean, they made some big plays in some key situations, and Boise State made a couple of really bad mistakes.
What was it like in the stands? Did you get out into the stadium? Because it seemed like half the state of Idaho was out there at the stadium.
Yeah, I didn't get into the stands at all, but I was down on the field right before Oklahoma scored the touchdown that tied it in regulation. It was just an amazing scene. I mean, 73,000 seats filled and split down the middle, orange on one side, red on the other, and when it ended, I mean, the emotions out there were unbelievable. Boise State's athletic director was running around like a 12-year-old jumping in people's arms. It was amazing.
What's the future hold for Boise?
I think it's just going to keep getting better. I mean, they've got the recruiting's getting better, and people love this coach, and he's pretty committed to Boise State, and the fan support is taking off, and, I mean, there's no reason to think that they're not going to be just as good, if not better, for the next few years.
Sounds like you've got a pretty good beat for the future.
Yeah, it's exciting to be around, that's for sure.
Thanks so much, Chad.
Thank you.
Chad Kripe covers the Boise State football team for the Idaho Statesman.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.